Confidence in the U.S. government hit record levels after September 11th. It's the first time since America's involvement in Vietnam that most people express faith in the federal government's actions. That's according to a new survey by the Pew Research Center for People and the Press. Andrew Kohut is the survey's director.
There's an incredible support for the federal government, incredible compared to what we've seen over the last three decades. Have things really changed? Is this a rally effect? These are the questions that have to be raised about these opinion poll findings, given how long-standing distrust of government has been.
I know, not in my lifetime.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can't believe that people's worries about the power of government, the inefficiencies of government, and the cost of government have just disappeared. Some of it is the whole nation is pulling together. Some of it is clearly the public needs government more now than it did prior to September 11th. The federal government's responsible for our defense. And it's just like the ratings we're seeing for the reporting. The public even likes the media in this environment because it needs the story. It needs the story, it needs the protection of the federal government, and there's better attitudes toward these two institutions and many public institutions post 9/11.
Osama bin Laden did all that, or was it the administration and the actions of the press?
Well, I think it's the impact and also the way the public perceives these institutions responding to these events. Now that we see some softening of support for the way the government is handling anti-terrorism efforts, we have less than a majority of people saying the government's doing very well. Still, most people think it's doing pretty well, but in every poll, there's an obvious decline in the percentage of people who are saying very enthusiastic things or very, very confident when we ask people about the way the military action is going and the way Homeland Defense is going.
So you figure it can't last?
Well, maybe it'll last, but certainly the first blush reaction is not quite what it was a month ago. The government is announcing that terrorist attacks are imminent. We've had recurring anthrax incidents. And so the public rightly believes that maybe things aren't going all that well, but on the other hand, isn't ready to walk away and say Washington doesn't know what it's doing.
The president still enjoys high approval ratings, right?
90%, 88%, depending upon what poll you look at. Extraordinary. The public likes its leadership in a time of crisis and rallies behind it. It's not unprecedented. All through the Second World War, even the dark days of the Second World War, Franklin Delano Roosevelt got very, very high approval ratings.
Those dark days lasted a couple of years.
They did indeed. The issue is this public as patient, as strong, willing to take casualties as those of our fathers or grandfathers?
What about age, gender, other factors?
Well, one of the things that we see is that women continue to worry more, continue to be more psychologically devastated by these attacks. The reduction in personal worry is much greater among men than it is among women, although both men and women are less worried than they were about a month ago. Older people tend to be a little less sanguine about government efforts. The younger people are more trusting and are more satisfied with what the government is doing both here and abroad. But by and large, the differentiations are not that great. There are some political differences. Democrats are a little more skeptical about our military efforts and are a little less confident. But even so, there's a fair amount of support for the president among Democrats, among non-whites, people who are not his natural constituents.
Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for People and the Press. The survey's margin of error is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points.